Hebrews chapter 7. For this Melchizedek was the king of Salem, and priest of God Most High, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all the spoils, being first translated king of righteousness, and then also king of Salem, which means king of peace. He was without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but was the exact image of the Son of God, and as such continues as a priest forever. Now consider how great this man was, to whom even Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth out of the choice spoils. And truly, those who are of the sons of Levi, who receive the priest's office, have a commandment, according to the law, to receive tithes from the people, that is, from their brethren, even though they too have come out of the loins of Abraham. But he who does not descend from their lineage received tithes from Abraham, and blessed the one who had the promises. And without question, it is always the less important one who is blessed by the greater. And here men who die receive tithes, but in that case, someone received them about whom it is testified that he is alive. And so, in a manner of speaking, even Levi, who received tithes, had paid tithes through Abraham, since he was still in the loins of his father, Abraham, when Melchizedek met him. Now, if perfection was achieved through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there for another priest to arise after the order of Melchizedek, who was not part of the order of Aaron? For when the priesthood is changed, it becomes necessary to change the law also, for he about whom these things are said belongs to another tribe from which no man has served at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord has risen out of the tribe of Judah, a tribe about which Moses spoke nothing concerning priests. And what is even clearer is that another priest arises just like Melchizedek, who has not been made a priest by the law, made up of commandments for governing human activities, but through the power of an indestructible life. For it was testified concerning him, "You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Psalm 110, verse 4. For in this pronouncement there is an annulling of the previous commandment because of its weakness and ineffectiveness, for the law was unable to make anyone perfect. But now a better hope has been introduced, through which we can come near to God and be made perfect. But in this case, it was not done without an important swearing of an oath. For, on the one hand, they were made priests without the swearing of an oath, but he, on the other hand, was made a priest with an oath, sworn by him who said to him, "The Lord swore an oath and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." It was through this oath, then, that Jesus has become the guarantor of a much better covenant. And by necessity, those priests were more numerous because death prevented them from continuing on indefinitely. But he, because he exists eternally, has a priesthood which is unchangeable. Therefore, he is also able to save completely to perfect those who are continually drawing near to God through him, because he is always alive to intercede for them. For we have clearly seen just such a high priest who, since he is holy, sincere, pure, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, does not have a daily necessity like those other priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, and then for the sins of the people. For he already did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appointed as high priest men who have weaknesses, but the word of the oath which was after the law completed everything by appointing a son who is eternal. This is the end of Hebrews chapter 7.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.